Got a number of projects today.
We want to split up into teams.
Some of the projects we have wave petunias.
Grafton is the northern town representative in the Turn This Town Around project. The historical birthplace of Mother's Day, community members came together the day before to plant flowers, wash storefront windows, and apply mulch to gardens in the downtown. There was a great deal of positive energy in the air, as all along Main Street, people in bright orange shirts with the phrase, "Turn This Town Around" on them, worked to clean up the town. Ann Summers is one of the volunteers who planted flowers.
I want to turn it around, and we're going to do it.
Just up the street, Alex Renneman and his 3-year-old son Zane did some weeding. Renneman owns a software business in Grafton. He grew up here, moved away, and then came back to settle down and opened up shop.
I think this Turn Your Town Around is a great project, and it creates and it also galvanizes a lot of the energy in the town. But I think people of my generation, and certainly afterwards, I think somehow live in this myth that we can grow up in a community and live in it and not participate and not be a part of helping it. So I'm here for that, but I'm also here for my son to experience that early on and know that that's a part of who you need to be if you're going to live in a community.
During this Turn the Town Around venture, the people of Grafton, along with Mate Juan in Mingo County, will take on projects to make the town not only look better, but improve economically. Alex says he's keeping an open mind about the entire project and doesn't have a particular goal or dream project.
I just want to see the community come together and put some things of value together that are part of a larger plan that really create value through the years to come.
Nearby, Julie Royce washes windows with a high school student. She's also a native of Grafton. Grafton's got some busy stores downtown, like a music store and a pool room, but there are several empty storefronts and buildings. Royce says when she was growing up, the town was a little busier, but not by too much.
It was pretty much the same. I mean, I can remember when I was very little, but that was just the 80s. So I remember there were a few more businesses. I believe when I was real little, JCPenney still had a catalog place here. It wasn't a regular store, but you could go in and order from the catalog. But all together, there really wasn't a whole lot then either. There was one diner down here that was still there and that kind of thing, and a pharmacy.
Since it was Mother's Day weekend, there were some visitors downtown during the cleanup. Mother's Day is perhaps the most important holiday in the town since the first Mother's Day was celebrated here more than 100 years ago. There's a shrine downtown that honors mothers. One visitor to the town is Tanya Ravel. She's from Grafton, Massachusetts, that is. She wants to visit every other Grafton in the world, and she decided to visit this one for the holiday.
I think it's wonderful. I'm especially happy to see so many young people involved, because that's the future of your town. If the young people want to bring it back, then you'll have another generation working on it. And it's fun to see. I love to see it at home. I work on lots of village cleanups and beach cleanups, so I love beach cleanups and town cleanups.
Ravel says she will make another trip to Grafton, maybe when she's on the way to Grafton, Ohio, to see how this one has improved. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Grafton.